Okay, so this, the parasha has very fascinating things. You know, there's a very fascinating thing there. It says there on the Makas Tzvardim, so it says, Gevulcha, Rebbe Tzvardim. So it says the word Gevulcha on Tzvardim. So it says in Medrash Adavar Nora that Gevulcha of Tzvardim, that the land of Mitzrayim had a neighbor called Cush. And the Mitzrayim and Cush had a machlekes many years. What was the gvul of Mitzrayim and Cush? What was the boundary? They had a shayla harbe shanim, what the boundary was. It says in Medrash that it came the Makas Sfaradim that settled them, the machlekes, that settled them. They knew that the Sfaradim was only in Mitzrayim, not in Cush. Where the Sfaradim went, that's it. The boundary was settled. And the Goyim agreed. They knew Hashem is exact. The Goyim agrees that Hashem is exact, that Sfaradim only comes in Mitzrayim, not in Cush, and the boundary was settled. Hear this pillar? And the Goyim know this, and the Goyim don't believe in Hashem. They know. Hear the pillar? They know Hashem is very exact, and the Gvul is where the Sfaradim were. And that settled it, but they should become gerim. That now they see Hashem made a Makas Tzvardim and everything is exact. No, they're not gerim. They settle the goyim, but they know Hashem. Everything is as it is, isn't it? Pella, here is Pella, Pella Otzim Oyim. They know Hashem is very exact. So the gvul, here is Pella. Why aren't they gerim?
How is that they listen?
They listen. No, they believe it. They're going. Gemurim, and Cush is a Gresha country, Mitzrayim Gresha country, and they believe that Hashem sends Sfaradim only Mitzrayim, not a Cush. Middle, it's settled. Hear this? They settled the many years. Who knows how many years? Shaila, where the Gevul was, because Hashem is very exact. Everything's very Hashgacha is very exact, and they knew it's very exact. Isn't that clever? So Hashem and the Makas Dam, your Makas Dam was very chashuv Makas Dam, and you know, I think it says Medrash. Medrash says that a Yid and a Mitzri drank from one cup of water, and the Yid drank water. And the Mitzri drank down one course, because Hashem is very, very, very exact. You know, very exact. Nothing is, you can't, you know, there's a big pill there. Rabbi Simcha has a Chiddush Neira on Makas Dam. The Makas Dam says that Makas Dam wasn't in Paro's house. Paro didn't have dam. Paro had water. Why did Paro have water? Because if you paid for water, it was water. If you didn't pay for water, it was dam. But they had to pay for water. But Paro raised Moshe in his house many years, paid for food and everything. So Paro paid for his water. This governor, Paro paid for his water, so the Paro word paid for it. So it was water. This, it's his Kiddush. And no one said before.
He paid for it already?
He paid for it 80 years ago. Yeah. He paid 80 years ago. How many years he raised Moshe in his house? He paid a lot of money for the upkeep of Moshe. That's Nechshav paying for his water, so it was water. This Kiddush, Mavo, everything exact. If it's something, this is his Kiddush. He says in the pasuk, Beit Min Paro Ayevo El Beit Sod Lo Shas Libo Gam Lazos, because Paro went to his house was water, so water is water. So say that I have water, I don't care about anybody else, so everything is good.
Where?
In the pasuk. What? In the Mishkachma says this Kiddush Neira that it based what? Mishkachma that this Makkah wasn't by Paro, because Paro paid for his water many years ago. Something Magma. Everything is very exact. Hashem knows everything. Everything is taken into Cheshbon. Okay. Okay. 5 7. They were, I say one very nice word from Machiavelli. But let's say this word from Machiavelli. Machiavelli says this is a very nice pasuk in the end of the era. It says Va'pishta Vasura Nukosa Ki Asura Aviv at Pishta Gibol Achita Pusemes Lo Nuku Ki Afilos Hema Hema. So what's trapped there? The fact is that the Pishta and the Surah, they were already grown. They were already strong plants. So the bird came and the bird hit them and broke them. The Chituk Semes, they were soft. They were not yet grown, so they were soft. So Mila, the bird is there, doesn't break them. We see from this. Is this in the Likutim, that if you're unearth, if you're an unearth, so you, it's good. If you're chitukusemes, you're unearth, then nothing will break you. If you're strong, you have gaiva, then things will break you. This says it says a puzzle in Mishle, gaivas adam tashpilenu. If you have gaiva, you'll be shofel. It says, you'll have covered. Because the Chituk Semes, they were nothing. They were swell, that the bird won't break them. But the Pishtok them, they were stark, they were strong then, and then the bird broke them. So this is a very nice word, it says. In the Kutim of Kivegu, yeah. And Chumash. Okay, so we're the Indian of the Mechavid wife. Yeah? We have the Mechavid wife. So what is the ikur of a covid? So one of the main covid is to find milas. That's very important covid. Find milas. Look at milas of your wife. Every day find the mila. That's the ikar covet, and hold her as very chashuv, and hold her as chashuv. And see, find the mila every day. One either a mila or a maisa she did, something she did. You have just to observe her. Just see my slave to her, to what she did, what she does, and who she is. Put that mila into your heart. And think about it, and go over it, and then build to her a big haracha. That's the sod of Shalom Bayis. The sod is to build to a wife a big haracha, to value her and pressure her and treasure her. How she is chashuv, treasure her. That's the Shalom Bayis. This is the sod hasodas. Treasure her, right? Treasure her, and then they'll be very good. So this is the whole life. You're married 1 year, 2 years, 10, 5, every 10, 20, every day a mila, every day a mila, but not style mila, but see a mila, she daven well, she cook well, make food well, whatever she did. And then put it into your see, like it's like Musa. See, what's Musa? Musa is you have Maimon Chazal, go over it many times, put it into your heart. So may the Huadin this, you find the Maila, some Maila, so put it into your heart, go over it, put it into your heart and think about it and put it into your heart, then you'll hold her as a treasure, as kosher, and then she'll feel it. She feels, a wife feels, like a wife, the wife, the ikra, what a wife wants is chen ben baila. It says in the holy chazanish that a wife wants chen ben baila. Just that. This is the letter of chazanish says, very kosher letter here, that teva shalom les aneg. She wants chen, that's all. A wife wants chen. So what's the chen? How can you show her chen? By holding her as a big treasure, finding a mila in her a new Maila or a new angle in the Maila every day. This is something marvel. So we can do this. It's not fair. Not just to observe her, how she acts, how she lives, and what she does. Something very, and think about it, and put it into your heart, and make it part of your heart. Then it's something marvel. We can make her happy. We can make her happy every day. every day of life, till Amei Veshim, after having a Maila, she see a Maila in her, and think about it, put it to her, and she'll feel it. Without speaking, you don't have to tell her the Maila. She feels miyad how you think of her, well or not well, their levels of well. She thinks if you think of her well, she'll think of her well, and it'll be mafli. I'm saying, out of this world. It's so easy to do this. So why isn't it done? Because people have a teva. There's a big gadol mir named Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, a big gadol of Shalom. So he pointed out a rush. The rush has a sefer Musar called the Orchos Chaim, the Rush, famous sefer. And that sefer, the rush says people look b'teva at something not good. The teva adam is to look at chisorin, not a maila. That's teva adam. Teva adam is to look at chisorin, not a maila. That's teva. So we have to go above that teva and look at maila. Look at maila. Again, every day a maila, be mash gan eden, and this rule. It's so
easy.
Why
are saying not to share it?
No, you don't have to. Yeah.
That's not a Maila thing. Or is it going
to take away from the? Yeah, maybe we'll take away. Saying it may take it away. So just maybe first put it in your heart for a few days. Then say it after a few days, after it's stark. Like the thing right away may take it away. So just look at it, hold it in your heart for a few days, then make it stark. Then maybe say it afterwards, but.
One every day,
a Maila a day.
I was sitting there for a few days, saying that the next one that's growing.
Yeah, but it's in your heart. You're cooking it in your heart. See,
I'm saying, hear this
musag atzum. It's being like you have a svara in Rashi. You say, wow, svara. Wow, Rashi said this. You think about it every day. A new Maila, new. You think Rashi again and again. So then you think of the Maila again and again, and it's come stark with you, and then she'll feel right away. She feels how you speak to her shows her right away how you feel about her. It's good, not good. There are levels of good, not good. So it's something so easy. We can do this. Something magical. We can do this easily and do it every day. See, the famous Gra, we used to say the Gra. The Gra says the Dover Noramoy. The Gra in Mishlei says, on the Pasuk of Ora Chaim Lamala Lamaskil, famous Laman Tzum Shal Matzah. So the Goin Tesvav Achav Dalit says, the whole world can't be neutral, since they're the same. It has to be Ola, Adam Nikra Hoylech, Lelech Min Madrega Lemadrega, Limlo Yala Lamala Yered Mata Mata. So who are then the whole world? Everything's that way. Call Olam Kulo is that way. Whatever you do has to go up. You see this unbelievable Musag Atzumoy. Everything must go up. When you make Kiddush tonight, not like this, not like this week. Becoming better, a little better, a mashu better. Something will do it, a better mashu will do it. We'll say by a chulo better, and or whatever a word in by a chulo or a word in kiddush will say better, will say with more regish. Hear this? Whatever you mincha, we have a mechutan shlita in Beibach. He said that Rav Shach Davin next Rav Chas Lemeshtin in front of it, they daven together in Mizrach. So Rav Shach said, Rav Chatzko, every tefillah was Ola. Maariv wasn't like Mincha. Shachris wasn't like Maariv. Every tefillah was Ola. This is what Rav Shach saw. This was also a big Maila. So Rav Chatzko was Ola. Every davening wasn't like this. Davening was higher. Higher, higher, higher. Everything went higher. Every davening was higher. Also, to see the... But also a daven, you have to have a little higher. Now daven shachris, now mincha soon. Mincha is better than shachris. A mashu, a word in mincha, you have more hergesh in that word. Mon Shachris, and Ma'ariv, everything. You have to go Ola, see the going something, and that's true. So who are they in marriage? Marriage must go up. Can't be the same. Same, yeah, it's good, fine. That's not good. You have to be Ola, a Mashu. Now, here's the way. A new Maila, you see a new Maisa tonight, today, afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, all these times. A new Indian, which you now you hear, oh, it's dark. It's a starker Indian, but think about it, like Musa. Think about the Maila, whatever she did, a Maisa. So now it's Mavo. See, Rav Chaim Bim would say Maisim on his wife, say Maisim. Tell us about Maisim. So I'll tell you one Maisa which Chaim Bim said. So he just see. He said, Rav Chaim Bim said that he used to go to America every Yom the Rome Davin in the square. He did Davin in the square. That was he went once a year to Davin. And wife didn't feel it. She wasn't well all her life. So she did a class. She didn't go with him. It was too hard for her to go there. Too hard. Very hard to go. So she stayed here. He went there. Stayed here. And Chaim and Revitin would make him see money. This is money. You eat the little Roshona. She would make it here and give it to him. He'd bring it to America. America is not you're not bringing anything plants to America. Yeah, things that it's a some is to bring to America, anything planting. So he used to hide it in suitcases, hide it. They won't find it. That was it. It did all the years. One year she said, okay, I feel okay. I'm going with you. I'm going to America with you. Very good. Niflum, but going with me. I'd rather, the best thing. So she went with him. Now she didn't make it. She made a whole bit. Not Simonim a little bit here and there. She's going, recovered Utsa, Malchus, she's Malchus. She made a whole big Simonim and carry it with her in her hand. She's not hiding it, not hiding. So she's not hiding it. She went to the big, she's going to the, where they check everything in America. They asked her, where is this? In English, she doesn't know English. She knows Yiddish. She understands, they're asking. So she told them, Echa Meira from the Bori Olam. And Ben Shtak. And that's the emes. That's fine, go on, fine, pass through. Very nice. They didn't check it Bechal. Because he told her, see, I'm afraid of them. She's not afraid of them. Who are they Bechal? The Bray Olam is the Ikra. Bray Olam's male. She's higher than him. Bray Olam, Bray Olam. They say Maisim. He held her in a Harach Atzuma. That was a Gan Eden. He holds her and she knows that. She feels that. He tells that's the whole life. So they're Gan Eden, the life of Gan Eden in this world. So we can have that. We can have, it's a big dagger, that Gan Eden that he had also. Every you can have the Gan Eden by holding of her, by looking at her, observing her. She has a Maila above. She has Maila above. Maila, that's it. It's not something Maila. We can do this. It's not a fair thing. We can tell her, not tell her, but one doesn't have to, when you don't have to tell her, just if you want to tell her also, very, very nice. See, Rabbi Arya Finkel told me, I once talked to him one time was the best time in my life, so I talked to him once, he was a very good matzav. He told me that Chaim Shlevitz, Rabbi Yaman said it over in the Shmooz, I heard a month ago, this member, that Rabbi Chaim found his wife 10 a day. 10 is what he told me. 10 a day. And Chaim knew his wife thousands of Maila. He knew thousands of Maila. That's not one, like we know one or two. Thousands. So that's the godless. Godless Atzuma. Godless Atzuma Moed. Godless Atzuma Moed. See, and the whole life is totally in the Kesher of Ishvisha. That's the whole life. How much you and she are together, breathe together, strike together, how much you learn well, everything, the whole life is totally in that Maila. We can do this. Maybe today, now Shovvim. Now we have to look over Shovvim. We have to do Bibi Meschazik in Tyrus Ishvisha. There's Shovvim. That's Shovvim. So Shovvim. So that's what we're not fasting Shovvim. So you tell me, Rabbi Nota said over that if we want to fast in Shovvim, here's where to fast. Where to fast is you learn 1 hour of Limud Torah Beretzifus. 1 hour, not anything, not limud, and 1 hour of tzifus is called a fast, 1 day fasting. Yeah, if you can fast every day, 1 hour of learning tzifus is called is nachshav a fast of 1 day. You fast it. It's hard to fast. We can't fast. We have to We can't fast, but we can learn 1 hour a day, and that's called a fast. That's what he said. And you want to learn, you want to fast from Shabbos on Shabbos, so you learn 5 hours Birat Sifus, and you fasted Shabbos at Shabbos. Hear this. At least 1 hour. Let's learn 1 hour today. Tonight we can learn, go out to learn or whatever. We'll learn 1 hour tonight, and we fast. We can fast on Shabbos. Shabbos, you know that I fast on Shabbos, but we can fast without fasting by learning 1 hour Birat Sifus. Not more a day. Mamish, something out of this. But now also Shavim, we can make our Kesher Ishvisha better. How? By this. A mile a day, that's all. This is Shavim. Shavim is making Tyra better. How? By making Kesher with her better, loving her, she's loving you. A mile a day is Mamish. Mordek in the vault. We can do that, and then we'll have a Kesha, Otzim, Avishvisha, happiness, everything. Shechina. Say Shechina. Shechina is Shore. See, the Gemara in Sota says a very Chashver thing, that Ishvisha, Shalom B'Nehem, Shechina B'Nehem. What's Shalom B'Nehem? The levels of Shalom. Shalom, really Shalom Atzuma. Shalom Atzuma is Shechina. 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 Shechina and Shalom. And Shalom Atzuma is Shechina. Shechina. It's Mila. The level of Shalom you have, the level of Shechina, level of all your learning, everything you're doing is totally in the level of the Shalom of Ishvisha. See, Rav Oba said it, spoken mere many years. So Rav Oba said very many times that Rav Yochim said everyone has one Ma'ala B'Shlemus. Every Yid has B'Shlemus, one Ma'ala B'Teva, a Ma'ala B'Shlemus. And if you know the Ma'ala, with that Ma'ala, you can be Ola V'Ola and take care of all the Chesreinos and be Shalom. Tell that on me. He said it a lot of times. Said it a lot of times. So yeah, it's hard to know your Ma'ala, but to know Yana's Ma'ala is easier. So we can know our wife's Ma'ala. Know her Ma'ala, know it, and see it, and see it well. See her Ma'ala well, and tell it to her, not tell it to her, not tell it to her, but just know it, and then it's... Maflimoy. You know, people see there is a whole, how do you live life? You see, you marry wife, you see, she has Ma'ala Chesronos, every woman has, no one's perfect, Ma'ala Chesron. So there's a pasuk, Rav Finkel once said this. He said, the pasuk in Bolog, Lo Hibit Oven B'Yakoik, Leiro Amo B'Yisrael. So Rabbi said that Rashi says in the Bullock and the Arachaim says it and the Arachaim says it that says Rashi Dovin Orva Hashem doesn't look at Averis, only mitzvahs, not Averis. Tell that. How's that going to be? Doesn't that virus? We say this on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem is Bigdanim, Rosh Hashanah, virus. So Rav Ari said that the Orchem says, "Will he be oven be Yaakov? Leira oven be Israel? Even if you have a virus, not part of you, just like on the outside, not be Israel, not part of you." And that's how you have to look at all Chesronos of everyone and your wife. Before, say, "Stop, not part of her, just like on the outside." Digas the Maila. And we see Ma'alas, take away all the Chesronos. Take away, if you see Ma'alas, take away every Chesron Mechal. Take away all the Chesronos. Something out of this world. If you just look at Ma'alas well, look at every, and think over the Ma'alas. That's time, look at it. Think over the Ma'alas. Think over the Ma'alas. Think over. We have to be, and then we'll love her, and she'll love us, and it'll be like Gan Eden on this world. Right, so there's a very nice medrash. There's a very nice medrash in Pekudei that Rav Chaim always said over. Let's read the medrash. Medrash Neuromoy in Pekudei. The medrash says, it's not Pekudei. So I'll say it over. The medrash in Shashirim says this. Maisa, with a zug, one zug, didn't have children for 10 years. No children, 10 years. So they went to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He was the god of Ador. They said, we must separate because we have no children. Mishnah Yevamos, if you have no children, so you separate to have the mitzvah approval. So Shimon said a big kiddush. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says kiddushin. Whatever he says, every Rav Shimon is a kiddush. Kol Torah is saying a kiddushin. So here he said a kiddush nur. He said the Achnami, yeah, separate, but you can't stop separate. First make a masiba atzuma, a masiba of separation. Make a masiba of separation, then if you want, separate. But first make a wedding, make a new wedding. Here, Kiddush Neira, a couple that's about to separate, depart, make a wedding, and like you make the, Rav Chaim would say, the weddings were all in, there's a malone called the Merkaz, before the Tamir of Merkaz, where all the halls were the Merkaz. You make a wedding in Merkaz, you make this masiba in the Merkaz, invite all the guests. Rav Chaim would say, invite all the guests, Merkaz, they says, Holcha B'drachov, it says in the Medrash, Holcha B'drachov, they went and they made a masiba atzuma. So in the masiba, the Baal drank a lot of wine, and then at the end came the end of the chasana. So he told, okay, now we've done what Rav Shimon said. Now separate, but he said Biti, wherever the best thing in the house, take and go back to your base Abba, best thing. And then he fell asleep. So she told her servants to take him in the bed back to base Abba. Went back to Beis Abba, and then he woke up and said, BT, where am I? BT, it's very important, Dick, BT, where am I? And you're Beis Abba, but we're separating. No, but you're the best thing. You're the best thing. You're the best thing. I want you. You're the best thing. I'm not. You told me to take the best thing, and you are the best thing. There's something marvel made. So they went back to Rav Shimon, and they said, Rebbe, we're not separating. Yes, for a bracha here. This is a dik. It's my dik. I kind of didn't say it's dik. They go to Rav Shimon ben Bar Yochai. He's the Tana, highest Tana there is in the world. He can do anything. He can make a bika full of gold. So he can for sure give children. They asked him, Rebbe, give us a bracha. They have bracha, and they are children. Medrash says. So Rav Chaim asks, what's that? And this Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who told him this? It doesn't say this in the Shas anything about making a masiba. Rav Chaim said, Governor, Rav Chaim had chidushim, his own chidushim that weren't said only in Sinai. He has no chidushim. So Rav Chaim said, Avada, a Mishnah says, Yevamos, no children 10 years, separate for children. But it's only, Rav Chaim said, Rav Shimon holds, it's only if you're separating us children. But if time 10 years passed and the whole matzav get wasn't so, when you marry, it's like burning. Well, marry, well, burning. Now, if you 10 years, you know, that's a burning. So people, this is Rav Shimon understood that this couple thought, yeah, we having our children anyway. We're not so burning, so we'll make a change, and we have the excuse of children here. Yeah. So Rav Shimon understood the nefesh of those two people that came to him. Yeah, we have no children, Mishnah Yevamos, but anyway, it's not so burning. So we'll make a change, and also maybe children. Says Rav Shimon, no. If you want to change for children, it has to be only that. If you can't stand change, yeah, you have to want it. You have to love each other, children. So maybe Rav Shimon said, we're making a big masiva, big chasana. The Ava Hashana. Then we'll see. Tataka they made it big chasana. The Ava came back. The Ava of the chasana made the Ava came back, and she said that you're the best thing. You're the best thing. I'm not separating. You're the best thing. You're the best thing. And Rav Shimon says Medrash. I told Hashem, this is the schus that she said he's the best thing. He's the best I have. Mila, the schus that they had children. Mila, we can't let years go by, years, 10, 20, 30. We can't let, stop. Okay, it's done. No, Every year, everything has to be new, like a new marriage. We're marrying new. Yeah, we're marrying new marriage. See, I think Rav Nota said a story like a joke, but his jokes. He said a joke that there was a meeting. Rav Chaim Briska met Rav Shimon Shkrov. So Rav Chaim is the Rebbe, Rav Shimon is the Talmud. So, and Rav Shimon had brought a Shat Yosher, a Sefer Neura. So Shat Yosher, or in one of the Sfarim, Rav Shimon says that every Kenyan, saying, I buy a table, I bought it today, tomorrow. Every Kenyan, he says, a Chiddush, we have to see inside the Shat Yosher, is every Kenyan goes over every, not that I bought a table and finished. Every table I had, every second, the Kenyan is a Meschadish, so Rav Shimon says. So Rav Chaim. So who did marriage? He married years ago. That Kenyan marriage that the Hariat is still going on every second. It's like a new marriage. So Rav Chaim told Rav Shimon, Malotov. Why Malotov? Your marriage, because your marriage is like you're married now. So Rav Chaim told Rav Shimon a joke that you're Malotov and the marriage. So Shimon told back to his Rebbe, Rav Chaim, that Malotov, I agree, Malotov, but Malotov that was there is again every second. So you don't have to get a new one. It's again. It's very nice. So Pamela, we have to do that. Marriage again, every second, marrying again every second, every day. How we marry again? By new Mila, a new haracha every day. It's a new marriage every day, natural day. We're marrying again every day. Every day we're married, a new marriage again and again and again. And it's something very, very marvel. And if we do that, then we'll marry again. We'll be living in Eden every second, every day. And she'll be happy. We'll be happy. There'll be Shechina. In our lives, and there'll be Gan Eden, and children, the children sense the marriage how it is. They sense. Children don't know about marriage, but they sense. They sense that the Abba loved the mommy or not. How he speaks to her, how he everything. The whole house shows does he love her or not. Let's love them. Every day a new milah, a new milah. Think about it. Think it over. Think over the Mila. You do that, there'll be Niflama, there'll be Marsh, Gan Eden. This is the ikur of life. We have to do Shovim, Mitzvah Shovim today. Today, Erev Shabbos, Ve'era. We're going to second Shabbos Shovim. We're going to do this, the cover Shovim. We're going to love our wife every a Mila day, one a day. If you want, you'll have more a day. You'll have more, not one, not minimum. You'll have more and either tell her or put it in your heart, and it'll be mifla. Hashem should help us do this, and we'll have Gan Eden, we'll have Shechina, we'll have Shefa, and we'll have all the Yeshuas. We'll say one word on the parasha. It's a very nice word on the parasha. Makas Bari. So Makas Bari. It's Makas Shvi. There's a Pele Otzim. Oh, I'll tell you a Pele Gadol. Okay, this is a Plia Gadol. This is the Plia. It is a pillar of tzemori. This pillar we have in Chumash for a all of life. Rashi says, it's a kasha. How could there be behemoth in Makashkin? Makashkin, Makas Dever, everyone died. It says by Yomas, come name a tribe. If all ran died, say, how could there be behemoth in Makashkin? Yes, Rashi. Says Rashi, The dever was only on those in the sodos, but if your tzvah Hashem put it inside and then lived, maybe your by makas dever the same thing as buried was also wasn't said, but it was that way. People put it inside, your tzvah Hashem put it inside, maybe they obeyed makas shchin and makas buried. Otherwise, they all died. Maybe it's a shver. How could it be that makas buried? People who, not some lave, put it outside. Those same people endeavor, put it inside and live. And now these people who yearned for Hashem and endeavor suddenly came, not some lave, and put it outside. Pillar. Have you ever heard Pillar in your life? Miras Nigra. You hear this pillar? Hear you ever send me out of this world?
It didn't affect the animals inside?
No, no. Dever was only outside.
So Shkin.
Shkin was everything. No, Shkin was everything. But no, Shkin went all the behemoths. But Rashi is a kasha. How can they were behemoths by Shkin? How could it be? Everyone died in Dever. Olmai, only died in Dever. Those were outside. Those inside didn't die. Yori et Rashim put it inside. But those, they were behemoths by Shkin and buried. So how could they be buried? Rashi, how could they be? How could they be buried?
How could any animals or bird die?
They know already from Dever that anything outside dies, anything inside lives. And now people who had animals by Dever, I was putting them inside, put them outside, and Marcus bird pen tamer atzuma. Tzorkin, is that Tzorkin?
Yeah. Tzorkin bird. And they should have more. They saw Yad Hashem even more.
Where?
Now, by Barad, they already saw all the markers from Dever.
Right, they saw everything. It's time to tell.
Like the shame, that even like Rashi Hayori, even by Barad, you see, it's like a shame. It sounds like Hayori is right there. And then, no, it sounds like.
That's the answer. The two psukim, Hayori is Tvar Hashem. The next pasuk is the opposite of Yoris Tvar Hashem. It's actually by some Libai.
Right, absolutely. Right. This is all by Musa. Yori Hashem, no Samlev is opposite. Samlev is Yori. The Yori is comes from Samlev. Right. Samlev is the sort of Yori. Okay, but so Rav Chaim Shlevitz says a point. How could it be? Moshe is warning them. Moshe is warning them. If anything outside is going to die, inside will live. And then they know that's true. That's true. They saw it. All the market. So how could anybody whose people are very careful about money, how could they leave it outside? They know it's gonna die. They'll lose their cattle, they avoid them. How could that be? How could a person who's normal could not put it inside? He knows he'll lose all his money. People are careful about money. So you see, so not some leif. Pillar. The sechel and his leif. Sechel says, I know everything outside will die. He says, no. I don't care. Like people have, they separate the sechel and leiv and say, yeah, sechel azay, but leiv azay. Like Erev Shabbos comes, Erev Shabbos. Now we said sechel says Shabbos is coming. We have to be careful. We have to be zoris. Everything. Oh, so they says no. It's fine. It's fine. We have time. Don't worry. It's fine. Then comes a rush. See, the sechel and leiv are separated. We have to put our leiv into our sechel together. Make them work together. Bas achas. And put our leiv into whatever we do, our leiv, Shabbos, Torah, mitzvahs, everything, put our leiv into what we do, then Shem will help us, we'll have a big, big hatzlacha.
No way, that's crazy.